Welcome, everybody. Welcome to ShareEnjoyment.com. This is Mordechai Plotzker. We had a really rich parsha over here of Vayetzeh, another blockbuster hit. So much to be said about the parsha. So let's try to begin as a parsha recap. One of the items that I came across in the Medrash is that Vayetzeh Yaakov Me'er Shava, that in the future, if Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael moves away from Be'er Shava, which is the swearing that they had accepted upon themselves at Kabbalah Satorah, and Vayelech Harana. Then they go into a place called Harana, which is Haron Af, meaning they draw the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happens next? Vayifka b'makom. Then everyone coalesces, right? We find the makom, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayolem shan kiva HaShemesh. And we stay there until the sun rises. And that means until the Gula arrives, until we do tshuva. Vayikach me'avni HaMakom. So how do we go about creating the essence of tshuva? That we take all the stones together and we put them underneath our head. And as we know, that Yaakov Avinu rested in that place. So that means that we know from Chazal, as Rashi tells us, that all the stones fall with each other and they coalesce into one, which is that this unity that Klal Yisrael may experience at some future point will dissipate as a result of all of the Jewish people, all the different factions, all the different opinions, seeing eye to eye in the future, and then creating a sense of achdus, which is the root of all success. And then we move forward. So one of the reasons why Yosef HaTzadik is called Ish Matzliach is because he was a dreamer. He saw things that nobody else was able to see. Despite being in prison, he still imagined himself to be someone great. And the mind is the most powerful attribute of the human body because it transcends. When your mind is healthy, then your body is healthy. When your mind is well, your physiology is well, and everything follows. So much of what we are able to accomplish is in our mind. And if we put ourselves to it, all great entrepreneurs see things. Anyone who buys a home sees things that the prior person didn't see. And that's the reason why they purchased that home. And in a way, we're all dreamers. We all see the future. We see go out on a date, you see your spouse, and then you know that's your dream come true. So, b'nei sulam mutzav arza roshem agiyah shemayimah, b'nei malach elokim olim v'yardim bo. There's a cute reference to olim v'yardim that refers to the reference to Hanukkah, right? Where Beis Hillel says, malav kodesh v'im moridim, and Beis Shammai says that we start high and then we go down from 8 down to 1. We follow the ruling of Beis Hillel, and very soon when we light Chanukiyot, we will be lighting every night another light until we reach the magnificent Shmonos Yimei Chanukah. So I just wanted to continue on with this. We say that the word sulam, there's a Bala Turim on the word sulam, that sulam is the gematria of Mammon, he brings down. But sulam is also the gematria, we know, of Sinai, that Yaakovina was able to see Mamet Har Sinai. And he was also able to see Sulam Mutzav, is the Gematria Markovo. He was able to see the fiery chariots. He was able to see all these things that were going to happen in the future. And my Rebbe, Rabbi Avraham Bakenroth, likes to bring down that Yaakov Avinu was encouraged to go onto this ladder, but yet he saw that there were others that rose onto this ladder, but they fell. And who are they? They were Madai, Bavel, Yavan, and hopefully very soon Edom. That they went up and they fell. And so he said, no, I'm afraid to go on this ladder because I don't want to fall. Hashem says, well, if you're not going to go, then they will have some governance over you. But Yaakov Avinu was hesitant because it's like the father who goes on vacation and he can take his family, but there's one child that's not feeling 100%, not feeling well. And the father says, no, this is no vacation for me to go away without my one child. So that one child is the one who doesn't feel that he's a part of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu wanted everyone to feel very much a part. And so that's the reason why he was hesitant about going up on the ladder. And of course, there were ramifications for him not doing so. The psukim over here in this week's parsha are very rich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov that he's going to be with him. And then he sees Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso, and he says, Vayomer Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh V'Anochi Lo Yadati. 2 points on this pasuk. Vayikatz Yaakov, we know that when Yaakov Avinu wakes up, he says, my goodness, I didn't realize that Kosh Baruch Hu was right here and I'm able to speak to him. So Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso, that he jumps when we see Paro in future Parshios, he goes right back to sleep. But Yaakovinu, like all of us, are very much desiring to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the reason why we grab the opportunity to draw ourselves in. The next thing we see, Achein Yesh Hashem HaMakom Zeh Benochel Yadati, the word Rav Shem Shemash Shapoli brings down, the word Achein is a reference to that there's a kruv right next to the Kisei HaKavod, and on that kruv, which is a cube, is the four-sided images. One image is the Aleph is Aryeh, the Chaf is the kruv, which are cherub, like we say, like an angel, but we also say like a crib, right? It's actually a short word where we put the kruv in a crib, right? Because the kruv is also the face of a little baby boy, a little baby girl, beautiful, beautiful child. And then the nun is the nesher. So he saw the Aryeh, he saw the kruv, he saw the nesher, but yet, he says, Banochi lo yadati. Again, same letters. Aleph is Aryeh, Nun is Nesher, Chaf is Krub, and Yud, Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu was saying that I see this, but I didn't realize that I made my Demus Yaakov, my Zaken, the elder Yaakov, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at. Every single time HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels some form of stress, the way Hashem releases the stress, much like we struggle to deal with stress, is to look at an image of Yaakov, look at the Aryeh, look at the eagle, look at the baby child, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels placated. And then the next pasuk says, Shar Hashamayim. And then he got up, of course, and he Shemen Arosho. This is the Shemen that is also alluded to in the Hanukkah, the Chanukiyot, right? Because Yaakov went back in next week's parsha, when he fought with the Sar Shal Esav, he went back to the Pachim Ketanim. What are the Pachim Ketanim? It's sourced back to this pasuk where it says v'yitzok shemen arosha, that he put it on his head. And then, just if we can try to conclude the next 2 minutes with the neder that Yaakov makes. It's a beautiful thought that I want to conclude with my Rebbe, Rav Moshe David Tendler, said this over 1995, and he said the following, v'yida Yaakov neder leimar, that my Rebbe said, that Yaakov Avinu made a neder, and he says in the neder, im yeh elokim imadi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, ushmarani baderech hazeh, So what does that mean? If you give me HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should have something to eat, and you put clothing on my back, and if you allow my children to come home, and if you allow me to have all these things, then whatever you give to me, I'll give you back. Aser Asrenu. Question, how does Yaakov say such a thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kav Yochol, if someone said, if you give me $1 million, I will give charity of 10%, that's not a big deal because you're still pocketing $900,000. So what does it mean, Aser Asrenu Lach? What does it mean, the maestros? And also, secondly, maybe even more powerful question is, how could Yaakov make a neder? We know that we're not allowed to make a neder. In fact, later on, we have a pasuk in Matos where it says, Ish ki yidor neder, o yishav ashvul asar isa al nafsho, lo yachel devor kechol ashiyot neitiv yaseh. So the conditional slavery brings down that should a person come to the point where he makes a neder, which is already incredulous. It's not to be believed, because how does a person know where he's going to be tomorrow morning? We know that it's impossible. So the understanding over here is that's only as like a last resort. But if a person is careful, lo yachel devaro, he's careful not to abuse the speech, then kechol asher yotzei mipiv yaseh. Whatever does come out of his mouth, yaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that he will do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find a way that he should be successful. So when he said, give me the lechol, he was asking for the lechem apanim, that let my children see the lechem apanim. If he's asking for beged lobosh, he's not asking for himself. He's asking for someone else. Who are they? Big Day Kahuna. Let my children see the Big Day Kahuna that will come from my children, Levi. And if you say, allow my children to come home, then those are the people that are nisharim, those are the people that are left over, so to speak. They're not feeling invited to come in. If we invite them to come in and they feel comfortable, then b'chol ha'shatitin li aser, the ashiras, which is the principal, and the asrenu, which is the maestros, I give it all back. Yaakov Avinu says, I don't need any of it. I just want to sit and learn Torah. That's my dal dama shel Torah. So that's just the first aliyah. And I would love to have gone into so much more, but I think I'll try to conclude with one last quick thought on the beginning and entrance to the parsha, especially when we move into Sheni, which is that Eliphaz catches up to Yaakov as he leaves the house, instructed by his brother to kill him. And he says, I'm sorry, I have to kill you. Yaakov Avinu says, the Torah says, Lo tirtzach, And maybe Eliphaz said, well, listen, Kaved Asavicha was the fifth commandment, right? That probably came beforehand. I'm just making a chiddush over here. I don't know. But Yaakov Avinu says, listen, your great-grandfather, my grandfather, was given a promise that our children are going to have to be meshubed to Mitzrayim. You know who comes from Mitzrayim? Your children will be Mitzrayim. So you're going to be meshubed to your great-grandchildren. If you kill me, says Yaakov, then who will be meshubed? It's not going to be me. It's going to be your family. So Eliphaz says, you know, that's a valid point. And so he lets him live. And Yaakov says, in place of killing me, anechashav kemes, take all my money. So he takes away all of Yaakov's money. This is the reason why when Yaakov meets up with Rachel in this week's parsha, he cries. It says, Vayev kaso, he cries on Rachel. Why? Because unlike his father, right, who came in with Rechush Gadol from Avram Avinu, Yaakov Avinu was depleted of all his wealth as a result of the attack of Eliphaz. So that's the reason why we see that when it says all of the story about Yaakov, and just also one last thing, I'm always the one last thing guy, right? I have like 20 things to say, but when Yaakov, Ayikasher ra'a Yaakov es Rachel bas Lavan, achi imo ves son Lavan, achi imo, Vayikas Yaakov yogel es ha'eva me'al pia be'er vayashkes et son Lavan, achi imo. Just quickly, Rabbi Norman Lin has a quick thought on this. He says that everyone else was unable to remove that stone, but when Yaakov saw Rachel, he had this incredible strength that he was able to do it. Now, it doesn't mean that he was Superman, that he was able to do things that nobody else can do. Maybe yes and no. Maybe no. But the idea is that a person has a certain level of capabilities, and they only are able to fully exercise them when they put their mind and when they put their heart into something. And that's later on when we also see that Yaakov Avinu would not give up. He would not give up. He would not give up with the Sar Shalei of the next week's Parsha. And it says over there something very similar. It says, Kisarisa en lakim vatu chal, that you were able to overcome that challenge because Yaakov won't give up. And that's the reason why Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, that's all, says that we are called B'nai Yaakov. We're not called B'nai David. We're not called B'nai Moshe. We're not called B'nai Avram or Yitzchak. We're called B'nai Yaakov because Yaakov Avinu would never give up. No matter what happened, he was determined to succeed. And he was able to, Moshe Emes, the Torah Emes, to live up that style and to defend the Torah Kedoshah to the highest level. So with that, I conclude. I wanted to wish everyone a week filled with bracha v'atzlacha. This is a beautiful series of parshios, so rich in content. I hope that everybody had some more time. I hope everyone benefited from this introspection, this lens of about 15 minutes. Have a great week. Hatzlacha and bracha. All the best.